What's up, dads? Good morning. How many stories can you tell? How many stories can you tell about your past? How many stories can you tell to your kids? How many stories can you teach? How many stories can you implement? What do I mean? Story, it has a beginning, it has a middle, and it has an end, meaning you have solved a problem. It starts with a situation, there is a conflict, you overcome that conflict, and then you solve it. You become that hero, right? So how many stories can you tell in your personal life? How many stories did you collect from your clients, from your family, from your friends, from the people that you met, from the strangers you talked to? How many stories did you collect? You are abundant when you have so many such stories. Meet people. Don't be afraid to talk to strangers. Meet people. Make new friends as often as you can. One day, that's aggressive. 2 days, that's aggressive. 1 week, maybe 1 month, 12 people adding in your life, even if one person, if you can help change that person's life, that brings your ultimate fulfillment, my friends. And then teaching doesn't have to be preaching. Teaching simply has to be minding your own business and then people learning from what you're doing. So workshops, you do it and then people watch and then they do it, right? And they do it mandatory reciprocity. So they do it reciprocatively because they're paying you. They are, not everybody pays you. Your kids doesn't pay you, but they're learning so much by watching you. They don't. So you might have heard about this, right? Manager, they say, don't do what I do what I say. But the thing is, in reality, human mind works in a way, it interprets what they see. Hearing, we all have to do more, but it's something by nature, we all tend to do less of it. So you got to hear, but my friends, there are 5 senses, right? You have 2 hands, you have 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears. So there are 8 inputs that you can use before you use your mouth. It's a last resort, right? So make sure you're taking all that input, you are observing, you're watching, you're learning, you're sharing. And then in reality, the message is people learn from what you do, not what you say. So if you like me, if you follow me, observe what I'm doing. What I'm saying is perspective. It changes, it updates, it upgrades. Because I'm sharing and I'm growing. So the same message I'll be sharing throughout my rest of the life. But it evolves, it grows, it adapts. I adapt. We are the best adapting machines, right? We adapt. Put yourself in the adverse conditions possible. You will adapt. And then you will grow. You will find the best solution. Now turn around and teach it to people. Because sharing is caring. And also that brings you the ultimate joy, ultimate fulfillment. Hope that message helps you today. If you have any feedback, if you have any questions, if you have anything that I can help you with, please do share. My email is news, N-E-W-S, at mfsob.us. mfsob.us. Thank you. Have a wonderful 2020. Live life with passion. Let the ultimate compelling vision of you, who you are becoming, pull you out of any obstacles, pull you out of any chapters that you think are a failure, pull you out of it. Don't push. Will, you should have strong will to push you out of that situation. But as Tony Robbins teaches it, let that compelling vision of you, who you are becoming, who you are becoming towards the end of your life, who you are becoming every single day, let that vision, compelling vision, pull you out of any situation, guide you through the choices that we make every single day, every single minute, the next right thing to do. That's the only thing we can do. If you are overwhelmed, move your body, get to your peak state, bring your heart, mind, and soul together, and then remember that compelling vision. Thank God for all the past opportunities that he has given you. Thank God for everything that he has done in the past. Thank you for making that compelling vision of your future as if it has already happened. So you have addressed your past, you have addressed your future. Chant a mantra. What is your mantra? What is your chant for the ultimate who you are becoming? What is it? I want to know. I must know. Let me know. Send me your email. Send me your message at news@mfsob.us. And then once you've done that, once you moved your body, you thanked God with your mantra from for the past, for the future. Now, the only thing that's left is focusing on the present. Now, what's the one thing, not the 10 things, not the 5 things, I don't need it. What's the one thing that I can do? What's the obvious next thing I can do that will move me closer? That's it. When you're done, that's when you got to think about the next step. My friends, if you're confident, if you're in a peak state, that's good. You might be able to clearly envision the next 5 things, which is a good thing. But if it throws, if something comes up, if life comes in the way and throws us off our comfort zone, that's okay. But this is something that you can do. Move your body, chant, start chanting your mantra. Thank God for all the past opportunities. Thank God for using me to help so many people. Thank God for fulfilling your ultimate who. Now the present, what's the one thing that you can do? The sole focus has to be the next one thing that you can do. Multitasking is a myth, my friend. Don't worry about 10 things. You are at a job, so what's the one thing that you can do in the job? Next thing, you move, you reach your family, you are with your family. What's the one thing? There are obviously 100 things going on, a job and your business. I understand. I'm in the same boat. I understand. Trust me, I understand. I feel that emotion. Now, what's the one thing that you can do? Because, my friends, if you are not giving your 100%, you are doing a disservice for the people that you love, for the thing that you love, for the person who you are becoming. So please make sure, find your zone. Your zone doesn't have to be the comfort zone. Let that compelling vision pull you, guide you into the next step. And then always remember, you have a friend in me. I believe in you. I believe in you that you become that person that you want to be. You define today who you want to become towards the end of your life. Let's support each other. Let's share and care for each other. Let's love each other. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Please do reach out to me. news@mfsob.us. Again, the email is news@mfsob.us. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.